With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Amid calls from Republicans for the resignation or the firing of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin,
it appears that Secretary Austin's job is secure even after keeping the White House and Pentagon in the dark about his hospitalization for several days. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the president respects the fact that Secretary Austin took ownership for the lack of transparency and that there will be a review of rules and procedures.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. What some have called an invasion going on under President Biden's watch shows no signs of letting up along the southern border.
About 1,000 migrants have resumed their journey through southern Mexico after participants were left without the papers the Mexican government appears to have promised. The original caravan of about 6,000 migrants from Venezuela, Cuba, and Central America started walking on Christmas Eve. But after New Year's Day, the government persuaded them to give up their march by promising they would get some unspecified kind of documents. The migrants wanted transit or exit visas that might allow them to take buses or hop trains to the U.S. border. But they said Monday they were given papers that don't allow them to leave the southern state of Chiapas on the Guatemalan border. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, following meetings with Arab leaders, Secretary of State Blinken has returned to Israel. More talks on the Israel-Hamas war. 4 days ahead of Taiwan's presidential and parliamentary elections, the island's defense ministry has issued an alert saying that China has launched a satellite. China considers Taiwan, a self-governing island as it is, to be a breakaway province and has said that Taiwan is bound to be reunited with the mainland. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. The Dow futures are down 147 points. NASDAQ futures off 90. This is SRN News. A new look at the spiritual beliefs of America's teens.
The numbers come from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, and they find that 69% of adolescents believe that, quote, God exists and is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect creator and ruler of the universe. Just 35% of teenagers believe that sin is real, and just 25% of them have any faith in the Bible. CRC Director Dr. George Barna warns that the results do not bode well for the future of the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko signed a law that significantly tightens control over various religious denominations and organizations. The measure mandates all denominations and ministries reapply for state recognition immediately. It's the latest step in a crackdown on dissent, which intensified after a disputed presidential election in 2020. According to data from the last year, more than 3,400 religious groups are registered in Belarus. This is SRN News. The Treasury chief says 100,000 American businesses have signed on to a new database aimed at cracking down on money laundering.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the database will send the message that the United States is not a haven for dirty money. During a visit to Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, known as FinCEN, Yellen also spoke about upcoming real estate rules meant to increase transparency about the people and companies buying up property in the United States. The department says illicit actors laundered at least $2.3 billion through U.S. real estate between 2015 and 2020. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Jim Harbaugh, number one Michigan, completed a three-year climb to a national championship by beating number two Washington 34-13 last night in the college football playoff title game. Again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow futures are down 143 points. More details, SRNnews.com.